Are you ready to go home? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Are you ready to go home, returning home? We think that meditation is something outside of ourselves, that we meditate on something that has not been experienced, or that we don't know, or that we don't understand. And how interesting that is, isn't it? Think about it. How is it that you meditate? What do you think about? What things turn you on? What things make your life happy and fulfilled? I like to think of meditation as returning home. I like to think of meditation as coming back to my original purity and integrity. I like to think of meditation as being the divine that I am, being that glorious picture of purity and goodness and right action and love. That's what I like to do. And the reason I like to do that is that when I do that, everything works out in perfect order for me. When I do that, everything comes up roses. Now, I'm returning home. And let's think about what that means. When I return to my home, I return to all the memories that I have. When I return to my home, if I may say, my home in Wisconsin, where I was raised, all the memories of that home where I was raised come up again. If I think of my home in Atwater, California, I return to that home, and we had several homes there. And if I return to my home in Prairie du Chien, or in Corona del Mar, or in all the various places that I have lived, each place brings up its own suite of memories. And each place is a returning home for a moment. And then I begin to look not so much at the overall memories, the total movie. I look at the happy times. I look at the times that I had such a good time, that everything was going beautifully, that everything was so happy, and I would come home after work and my family would join around me and we would sit at the dinner table and we'd have such a lovely time for talking together. It was a wonderful experience, and it is yet as I think of it. But now, if I'm going to return home to the outer, then I'm going to find that only what the outer has to offer and what I think it has to offer is what I get. Now, if I want to return home to my inner, to my divine inner presence, what am I going to greet there? How often have I returned home to my divine inner presence? How often have I been at home in the first place? How often do I stay at home in my divine inner presence and listen and talk with myself? How often have I decided ahead of time in my own inner self what is for my highest and best? What have I said in my own inner self of the things that are valuable and worthwhile and good for me to do? How often have I said about them? Well, it's a good thing to think about, isn't it? How often have I said that? And when I come to the realization of how often I have said that, you know what happens? I wake up to know that, hey, I have said that quite often. I have said these things quite confidently. When I become peaceful within myself and I say, I am peace, it's another way of saying I'm home. When I'm within myself saying, yes, all is in divine order. All is peace. I like me. I'm home. I'm in the most beautiful meditative home I could ever be in. When I say I like me, I put the cause in motion for my attention to be on I like me, on the things that I find desirable about me, not my problems, not my experiences that I want to grow into or become aware of, but myself, right now. I like me, just the way I am. I'm divine order, Hey, I'm divine order? You mean I'm doing things in divine order? Wow, wow, wow. Yes, I'm home. You see, I'm home when I say I do things in divine order. I am divine order. I am divine order. Wow, isn't that great? Yes, think about that. Think about that for yourself. How do you feel when you say, I am divine order? Do you feel, I wish, I wish, I wish? Well, forget it. You'll never get there. But when you say, wow, I am divine order, everything is perfect in divine order. Everything functions beautifully. Wow, isn't that great? And you see, when I do that, beautiful things happen to me. Beautiful things happen in my world, and I am fulfilled. And I am so happy. There's nothing that could make me any happier than to be in divine order and to be there now. Yes, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Divine order right now. I am peace. Returning home. Returning home to peace. I look around me and I see people attempting to get my attention in a negative way. And I look at them and I say, peace, peace, to myself. I don't shout it at them. That's not courteous. I just speak it to myself. I say, peace, peace. And as I think peace, I have that lovely look on my face, that lovely smile. And people cannot help but be at peace when I am peace. People cannot help but to be delightful when I am delightful. People cannot help to be liking themselves when I like myself. And people cannot help to live in my divine reality. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. All these things are perfect and beautiful. They seem redundant, but is it ever redundant to say, I love you, to someone you love? Not for me. Is it ever redundant to say, I like my home, if you like your home? I like my home. It's not a matter of if I like my home. I like my home. And I see in my home all the goodness that I am. I see in my home all the purity that I am and all the wonder that I am. And I'm happy. Oh, my home may have a busyness about it sometimes, but hey, that's okay. That's okay. It's my home. And my inner thought, my meditation, sometimes is a little busy too. And so, but it's my home. But I can get out and rake the leaves from the lawn. It's my home. And I make things as I find them beautiful. Or I can look at the leaves on the lawn and say, hey, you're covering the lawn, getting ready for winter. You're the blanket of love all over my lawn. I won't remove you. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Or I take it off. It's my choice. I can look at it and see it there and good, or away and good. Either way. Now, it doesn't make any difference, does it? It's whatever I choose. And you see, when I'm returning home, I return home to all the goodness and all the happiness and all the joy and all the peace and all the wonder and all the magic that I am. Because that's all that matters. And that's all that ever will matter. Because that's who I am. And when I return home, my goodness, I am so happy, so peaceful, so fulfilled, and so rewarded. Join me today in your meditation of returning home to the heart of you as I return home to the heart of me. And there I find my divinity. I love you. I love you. I love you.